Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Leiloi Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Misachta Trumos. We are in the fifth parak, Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel. The Mishnah begins, Sa Truma Tamei Shanafla Tochmeach Chulin Tahorim. What happens when you have a Sa of Truma that was Tamei that fell into 100 Sa in of Truma, of Chulin, that were Tahor? So in this situation, on the one hand, you have the Tumah situation. On the other hand, you have the Truma situation. What do we do about this crop? So Rav Eliezer, Omer, Rav Eliezer says, Teirum, you should take out one Sa, Bitisarif, and then you should burn that Sa, because that should be considered as though it's the one that's Tamei. Shani Omer, because I, Rav Eliezer, are of the opinion that the Sa'ah that's removed, Shasha Nafla, he Sasha Alsa. The Sa'ah that you take out is treated as the original one that fell in. Since the one that is taken out is a replacement, and the original one was Tamei, so too the Sa'ah that's taken out is also considered to be Truma, that is Tamei. And so the Kohen can't eat it, but it can be used as burning for fuel. V'chachamim Omrim, and V'chachamim, they disagree. They say Tale, they should take it out, right? In other words, they said, do whatever you can do in order to be able to go ahead and take the sa'ah and the rest of the mixture, eat it in a manner that protects it from becoming tummy. And that's because the tum of the original sa'ah, though mevutal, is not lost. It's chozer v'ne'er, can be reawakened under the circumstances, under certain circumstances, and you want to make sure that you keep those circumstances from coming, so make it less than a beitza, make it in such a way that it'll never be baked and rise into a situation that is aser. Sa'a truma Torah shenafal ameya chulin tamayim. What if you have the reverse? You have a sa'a of truma Torah, it's truma, perfectly good truma, but it fell into 100 sa'a of chulin that were tamei. There you might be able to employ the rules of the bittul, but while you're employing the rules of bittul to get rid of the problem of the mixture of dimua, of the fact that you have a mix of truma and chulin in the same place, what you cannot do is you cannot get rid of the tuma portion. And since you can't get rid of the tuma portion, what you need to do is have it be raised so that there shouldn't be a kibbutz in a single location. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.